Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. Your generosity towards Bob's Behind the Black during Fundraising July is extremely appreciated. However, we go to one of Bob's four books, his biography of the universe in a mere Hubble, because Bob can help us understand the latest we know of the patch or fix or remedy offered for Hubble. Bob, can you offer us a moment to believe that Hubble can be well again?
No. I can tell you what's happening right now, but until it's done, we have no idea. NASA has now, this is actually engineers at the Goddard Space Flight Center and at the Space Telescope Science Institute that operate Hubble. They have now think they have determined exactly what caused the computer problem that shut the telescope down on June 13th, more than a month ago. And they think it's a component in their science instrument command and data handling unit. That's the computer, essentially. And it's what they call the power control unit. Basically, think of the power supply unit in your desktop computer, which you can normally just take out and replace. But in this case, they can't do that. They have a backup for it, but it's part of a backup for the whole computer, essentially, at least this whole command and data handling unit. And so they need to switch more than just the power control unit. They may need to switch several units at once. And that's a complicated procedure. They've done a complete simulated test of that switch on the ground successfully. They actually did a similar switch on Hubble back in 08. And so they have now begun on Thursday, the 15th of July. They began that switch on the telescope. It's going to take several days to complete it. And then once they complete it, they will do some additional tests, hopefully to make sure everything's working, and then put the telescope back in operation. Now, one, will the test, this switch work? We don't know until they've done it. Two, even if it does work, be prepared, be recognized that the telescope will no longer have backups to this computer data handling unit. So that means that if anything in it fails down the road, the telescope shuts down and there will be no way to fix it. And so that's, be aware, the backups on Hubble, the redundancy on Hubble has been going away steadily for the last 5-6 years. And this is another example of it. The telescope's on a limited lifespan.
Bob, is it possible that it can be fixed if Boca Chica gets involved?
Well, it's possible it can be fixed at any time in the future if we get the capability in space, again, to send humans to the telescope, grapple it, and then do a repair mission. Because this is a unit that was replaced by shuttle astronauts in the past. They made this switch in 08, and then in 09, they put a whole new unit in with a new backup. And so this is the new unit that's failing. So, yes, a repair mission could happen. But then again, we've got to have the capability to do such a thing, and that doesn't exist at this time. If Hubble survives long enough, and it does exist once again from either Starship or Dragon or Starliner, then yes, it could happen.
Bob, it's the most successful NASA robot ever launched. You've made this point again and again. you can't let it go because you can't launch a mission.
Well, you know, I will tell you that this is the telescope that refuses to die.
Right.
I will point out this at great length on Universe in a Mirror. There are a number of people have opposed it from day one, and they routinely lose that battle. And many of the people who've opposed it turn around to be big supporters in the end. And so I have, it's very possible, yes, that this could get fixed, or there could be some effort to fix this.
All right, we have a minute, Bob, and you have a photograph on Behind the Black that is spectacular because it's a complete mystery. The craters on Ganymede. What the heck is this, Bob? We have a minute.
All right, Ganymede, just quickly, is the largest moon in the solar system. It orbits Jupiter. It's bigger than Mercury, so it's a planet, even though it's a moon. And there haven't been any closer pictures of it since the 2000s when Galileo was orbiting it. Juno flew by it quickly and took a bunch of pictures. I posted one of them because it was nicely enhanced by a citizen scientist to show that the geology surface of Ganymede is a complete bafflement. It's very obviously related to water, but it forms these strange grooved patches that orient in multiple directions, and they don't really know why, John, not in the slightest.
What about the discoloring? Is that enhanced colors, Bob?
The colors are enhanced, but you get white and dark patches on the surface that have no correspondence to topography, and they don't understand that at all. It might have to do with water, but they don't understand it.
In other words, it looks like somebody was skating on Ganymede, but we don't know what created the skate marks. A giant was out there entertaining him or herself once upon a time. Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black is the website, waiting for better news about Hubble. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Data privacy. Hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.